Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
Last day. So we're in like week three, almost week four for the 10-week challenge cohort. And two things that happened. One, my sales rep who came with the sale of the business, he is doing an email blast to the 2,100 or so members, or former members or leads that haven't been touched in ages. And it's almost like a last ditch, join the session so that we can do a Black Friday special in like a month or so. So he's doing that. What I'm hoping for is, if nothing else, like a 1% conversion. But I know that's really low, but these are leads that just haven't bought, ex-members, they're leads that have never converted. And if we can 1% out of 2,100, selling someone for like $300, that's a bonus of, well, 2,000 people, 1% of 20, selling someone for like $300, that's an extra $6,000 in revenue, which honestly, that's, depending on what your background is, that's not really a whole lot. It's valuable, but it's not game changing. And so that'll be a nice little bump in 1 month of revenue. But really the goal of that is to get them closer to the chest when it comes to having sales conversations a month from now, when we have a full 10-week transition that we want to do with people. And when I say transition, I mean challenge. I mean program. I'm not talking about something more political like a transition, but this is more of a life transition because it's a challenge, but challenges are very limited. Transition is step one of a long-term journey. Anyhow, we're doing that. And then today is also the nutrition class. So these are folks that are a couple of weeks into their program. They're doing the workouts. They're getting in the exercise. But now we're going to be talking about core nutrition. So it's an hour and a half on here's how to do a reduction diet. Here's how to do a replacement on common food. Here's what for those side effects are from red dyes, blue dyes, green dyes, like every dye that's going on. And here's how to read between the lines when it comes to the grocery store. So this isn't 101, but this is like 201 in terms of like education level for the common person to figure out what the heck to do. So that's where things are on that. And these Saturdays are really valuable. I should have done an episode from yesterday, but something that I'm really grateful for, we've already like grown our instructor base. A lot of our instructors have been around this brand for like 5+ years. Like half of them have been around the brand for at least 3 years plus, which is very unusual in a good way. A typical turnover for fitness club is 100%. So each year you get a new personal trainer. Every like 2 years, you might lose like a general manager. And either people move up because they stick with the business or they move out because they get a corporate job or they want to do something besides personal training or whatever. And so it's a very, depending on what you compare it to, it's a transient crowd, for better or worse. And a lot of the instructors, almost all of them, have permanent day jobs, like a school teacher, an engineer, a personal like fitness coach, or a sales rep for a metal device. Like they do something besides fitness. And so it's easier for folks to flake in and flake out. But for folks to be doing it for a couple of years, same studio, same brand, is very novel, very unique. And so today's nutrition day. In a couple of weeks, we're doing continuing it for the instructors, and I'm prepping a little like TED talk for them. And selfishly, my instructors are going to be my test audience. Long term, I want to be building out the franchise that I'm currently involved in, and I want to be growing the movement that's been going on for 30 years. But they just may not have the business, the marketing, the promotional headspace that I'm in, and that's okay. That's totally fine. Back it up, prepping for the TED talk to the instructors, I don't want to get into the weeds of their knowledge. I'm not going to be talking about biology, not talking about the three keys to a successful instructor class. That's garbage. I don't know that stuff. I would be a fraud trying to tell them what they know about. So I need to bring something way different, but yet applicable and relevant to them. And at first, I was going to be talking about choices and like the power of choices and the ripple effects that choices make. that's so vague, and that's kind of like type B. So I'm going to be talking about something a little bit deeper. I'm going to be talking about name, identity, and what does it mean, value, deep, or who they really are. It's something a little bit deeper. It's kind of vague. I'm still ironing out. But this morning, as I was slightly waking up, and I was in that like half awake, half sleep mode, just the idea of like, okay, here's a topic, here's a tangent, here's a story I can bring in. And so being like just enough awake to be cognizant of my thoughts, but just sleepy enough that my mind is wandering and generating good time. So I got to sneak. Come on. Ah, there we go. There is a sneeze that didn't come. All right. So that's it. On days like today, just seeing when we're not doing instructor class, or we're not in the weeds of a day-to-day club operation, what do the staff think about? What do they talk about? What's on their heart? Getting to know, though, on that, like, shooting the breeze, grabbing a beer kind of mind or mind state. Be engaged in what they so I don't know where to run with that other than getting to know the members, getting to the staff, and everything there. Yesterday I shot a lot of video content during a class session, and I was just using my phone, and unfortunately there was a lot of loud music playing. I did not have a microphone, so half of the other videos I got overblasted audio-wise by the music. And so as I reviewed it, listened to it, half the videos are garbage. Good content, but you just can't hear what I'm saying. So I did a quick order for a microphone. We retuning a lot of those videos, trying to get those in today so that we in a week or two, we have actually good. Oh man, just realizing when you see a finished product, finished deliverable, it's so many hours and so much work to get that final thing delivered if you really care about the deliverable you're doing. Whether it be for ads, a workout program, a nutrition class, so much the team could go through it. That's another learning. And finally, I want to give a shout out to my wife, my family, because this is another Saturday that I am not at home all day. And it's a season. Some, in the long term, I hope to be home free Saturday. And on right now, I'm working 50 hours a week on the day job, and I'm also working like 20 hours on the studio during the day job, after the day job, like whatever. During Saturday, I'm in, well, class is on Saturday, and I can't do enough Monday to Friday to skip this class on Saturday because the Saturday class was valuable. So unfortunately, the season lost a busy day, and it won't be this way forever. I realize and you have to make emotional deposit, emotional withdrawal. How could I be extra? So there's no real topic today talking. A lot of it is about timing, having emotional awareness for where people are at and reading what the soul yearnings are in the moment. Time availability throughout the week, acknowledging seats are not affirmative. And ultimately, the work you do matters, so treat it like it matters when you deliver it to your end audience. Even if it's a marketing promotion, sales video, a basic nutrition class, I don't know where I got the takeaway phrase, but every performance is an audit. That's true whether it's work, at home, you're on a date. Every performance is also an audit, so treat it like it matters, because it does. And that's probably one of my favorite phrases I've ever heard or thought of. I don't know where it came from. I wish somewhere. Someone just read it before me. Pre-2015. Grab that credit and I'll give it to you. Otherwise, I'm going to take credit for that one. Have a good one. I'll let you know how the nutrition and the nutrition class goes and reshooting those videos.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.